Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood brain fog buster. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself last on the to-do list? Like you're running a marathon of expectations, deadlines, and shoulds, but forgetting to even lace up your shoes for self-care? We're talking about that invisible pressure we put on ourselves, trying to be perfect, do it all, and somehow still win the life lottery. But here's the thing, you don't have to play by those rigged rules. Today, we're diving deep into something absolutely vital. Cultivating self-love and acceptance. It's not about becoming some narcissistic guru who floats around on a cloud of self-admiration. No way! This is about recognizing your inherent worth, flaws and all. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer your best friend, even when they forget to water their plants or accidentally spill coffee on themselves, which, let's face it, happens to the best of us. So, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the self-criticism and start embracing your authentic self. First things first. Ditch the comparison game. You know, scrolling through social media and thinking everyone else has it figured out? Newsflash, they don't. Every single person is navigating their own unique journey with its own set of challenges and triumphs. Stop comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, big or small, and learn from those inevitable stumbles along the way. Remember, life isn't a competition. It's a wild, messy, beautiful adventure. Second, challenge those negative self-talk whispers. Ever find yourself saying things like, "I'm not good enough," "I always mess things up," or "I'll never be able to"? Those are just sneaky little gremlins trying to derail your confidence. Catch them in the act and politely tell them to scram. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Start small. I am capable. I am worthy of love. I am strong. Over time, you'll start rewiring your brain for a more compassionate and supportive inner dialogue. Third, practice self-compassion like it's going out of style. Imagine you have a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Of course not. You'd offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kindness. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you'd extend to someone you care about. Next up, prioritize your well-being. This isn't about becoming a health nut or joining every fitness class under the sun unless that's your jam. It's about finding activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, practicing yoga, or simply spending time with loved ones. And finally, remember this. You are enough, exactly as you are. This world needs your unique talents, your quirky personality, and your beautiful imperfections. Let go of the need for perfection and embrace the messy, wonderful journey that is Y-O-U. Ever feel like you're trying to juggle a million things at once, work deadlines, family commitments, personal goals, while also battling inner critics whispering doubts in your ear? Well, I know that feeling all too well. Just last week, I had a presentation for my podcast sponsor, a surprise birthday party to plan for my niece, and a mountain of laundry threatening to take over the living room. Amidst all the chaos, I caught myself thinking, "Leo, you're spread too thin. You need to be more organized, more focused, more." And then I stopped myself. Why was I putting so much pressure on myself? I realized that I needed a little self-love intervention. I took a deep breath, canceled some unnecessary commitments, sorry world, and spent the evening baking my niece's favorite cookies while listening to some soul-stirring music. Sometimes, it's about slowing down, prioritizing your needs, and remembering that being kind to yourself is not selfish, it's essential. So, let me remind you of the key takeaways from today's episode. Ditch those toxic comparisons. Challenge negative self-talk. Practice self-compassion like a champ. Prioritize your well-being, and remember this golden rule. You are Nutch. Now go out there and rock your day with a little more love and acceptance. Remember, you're amazing just the way you are. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Leave a comment, tweet about it, or tag me on Instagram. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.